Hey there, my name is Ben Tibbetts, and I'm a pianist and composer working in the area of Austin, Texas. In my last update, I mentioned a concert with a bunch of friends and colleagues called Keys to Giving, which was a benefit concert for the local charity Thriftish. It's online now, so if you want to watch and listen to that, it's at www.bentibbetts.net/keys to giving. In my last update, I also mentioned I wanted to do more charity giving in general. That was kind of a goal of mine. And I think what I've settled on doing for myself is to give a very small percentage of each lesson that I teach to an organization called GiveWell. And what GiveWell does is rank charities. They find the most effective charities in the world to ensure that the money you give does the most good possible. So if you want to join me on this journey, go to givewell.org and check out some of their top-rated charities or give to their fund. I just want to quickly announce a couple of dates for my students at Timbrel Music Studios, Premier Music Academy, and the Armstrong Community Music School. The Timbrel Spring Recital will be on April 16th, 2 p.m. at Blackerby Violin Shop in Austin. This will be a recital for mostly young learners. I'm still working on something for my adult students. I'll be sharing that recital with the students of Graham Yates and Keith Allegretti and Tiffany Cadenhead, my colleagues at Timbrel Music Studios in Round Rock. Also in Round Rock is the Premier Music Academy. For those of my students there is an open mic night every month at the school. This open mic night always happens on the last Friday of the month, and the next one will be February 24th at 6:30 p.m. Finally, for my students at the Armstrong Community Music School, there will be student recitals at the school on a sign-up first-come, first-served basis on February 26th, April 16th, May 7th, May 20th, and May 21st. So if you'd like to participate in one of those, please come see me and we'll sign you up. And as usual, I'm posting the materials that I bring to my piano lessons on my website. Visit bentibbetts.net/students. On January 15th, we took some time out of our weekend to celebrate the 100th birthday of the piano in our office. We pampered it for the day. We got it tuned. We had the wood finished. We got a cake. We had balloons. It was a lot of fun. 100 years. So among the things that were happening when this piano was made was the flight of the first helicopter, the retirement of Vladimir Lenin from the Soviet Union, and the founding of the Walt Disney Company. Go figure. I've been working on brass quintet arrangements with my dad, Dwight Tibbetts. What we've decided to do is having me do the piano sketch and him fleshing out the piano sketch into music for his ensembles. He runs two brass quintets. We've put out a couple of pieces together, and this past month I finished a new piano sketch for Dad to chew on for a while. We're working on an arrangement of Home on the Range, and it was pretty epic. This piano sketch lasted about 7 or 8 minutes. It took a lot of work, so this was a long time coming. I'm still figuring out sharing my live performances. The trick is recording live performances in a way that feels high quality and captures the spirit of the event. For now, I do have two recordings available for subscribers to my website. The first one is my cover of Elliott Smith's Waltz No. 1, and another is my performance of a Scarlatti sonata in G major. If you're interested in either of those, you can go to bentibbetts.net/subscribe, and there you'll find information about getting a lot more music from me, a lot more material and content for a couple bucks a month. And if you're a subscriber, thanks for supporting me. I really appreciate it. All right, and until next time, thanks for listening.